Yeah, I'm definitely not liking the fact that with this new wide angle I'm giving you from the laundry room with the laundry cam, that Judy Garland is not as visible here. My muse, who's been helping me for a long time here. So I think tomorrow maybe I'm going to move her over a little bit. Next week that is, I'm going to move her down here a little bit. Just shaking things up here, because today we are starting the second to the last chapter in the Book of the Unveiling. Chapter 21, and this is great because we're finally getting a new earth. It's the first new earth we've had since we've been here, I might add, and this earth is getting old, I think. And just when you think that nothing's happening, you find out that a lot of things have happened in the past. We're on the second earth. As I told you in God's program of the eons, there are three earths. The third one is coming after the 1,000 years, the third earth. The first earth was disrupted. No one ever lived on the first earth. No humans ever lived there. The first earth became a chaos and vacant, as we read in Genesis 1:1, created by the Elohim were the heavens and the earth, and the earth became a chaos and vacant. Yet the Spirit of God vibrates upon the waters, and God brings forth from that disrupted first earth a different earth. And he's separating the land from the waters, and it's being readjusted, but it is considered a new earth. Three is a nice number in God's program. It's the number of completion, and there's only three earths that we need. God's earth thing is completed with three earths. The third earth is coming, but as I said, this second earth is going to be rejuvenated during the 1,000 years. It is, if you will, along with Israel, reborn. There's a new birth of this earth. A new birth of this earth. You know, and this is why that you and I aren't so interested in this earth anymore. Because we are not reborn as a people. Israel is reborn as a nation. The new birth, ye must be born again, Jesus said to Nicodemus. This corresponds to the earth being regenerated. This earth being regenerated. You see, Israel is a raw material. And that same raw material is reformed and regenerated and is finally doing the law in the 1,000 years. That's a great truth, but it's not radical enough. In the body of Christ, we're not reformed, we're not reborn, we're completely a new creation. We correspond spiritually with this new earth. This old earth is destroyed. After the 1,000 years, we're going to look into 2 Peter. This earth is boom, blown up with a giant noise, and it brings a new earth. This corresponds spiritually with us being crucified with Christ. Our old humanity has been crucified. This doesn't happen with Israel. They're reformed. They're not crucified with Christ. They're born again. They're tweaked. We're not tweaked. This is why I'm not a reformer. I'm a revolutionary. I love the revolutionary truth of Paul, where we start, I can't even say we start from scratch, because it's that we are completely obliterated. The old has passed away. Lo, new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul talks about the new thing. We are a new creation. Let's just go there, because it corresponds. This is one place where our spirituality that we have today corresponds with something God is doing in the far future that is creating a new earth. And so this is why our sins and our past life, we can consider it to be gone. We don't have to sit here and figure out, how do I overcome my sins? That's an Israel thing. You see, they are reformed. The earth during the millennium is reformed. It's tweaked. The curse is removed. It's allowed to breathe and do its thing. Israel finally has the operation of death removed from them. And they are able now, because God puts the law in their hearts, to do the law. We are never called upon to either reform our sin or to do the law because our truth is radical. Paul takes us all the way back to Adam and he says, this is an old humanity. Old earth, new earth, get it? Old humanity. Jesus Christ, for the body of Christ only, not for Israel, creates a new humanity. This corresponds with the new earth that we're about to read about in the unveiling, chapter 21. In order for the new earth to come, this present earth, the one we're sitting on now, is to be blown up. Our old humanity was blown up by Jesus Christ. And so this whole Christian idea of being born again, okay, it suits them because they like the idea of working with the old material and trying to help it, prop it up, reform it, better it. This is the whole attraction to many Christians of reincarnation. The new and improved version. We are not a new and improved version in the body of Christ. Thanks, Holly. There goes Holly. We're not a new and improved... Well, we are... No, we're not a new and improved version. Because it's a new humanity completely. It's radical. You have to keep seeing with us radical, radical, radical. Paul destroys the old humanity in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And then I'm going to go to 2 Peter chapter 2. Second Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ is constraining us, judging this, verse 6, verse 14, that one died for the sake of all, consequently all died, and he died for the sake of all, that those who are living, that is those of us who get it now, should by no means be still living to themselves, but to the one dying and being roused for their sake, so that we, Paul says, we in the body of Christ, this is not a truth for Israel, this is not a truth for unbelievers now, this is a truth for a select company today known as the body of Christ. And if you want to know how radical it is, you have to look at Revelation 21, verse 1. I'll just read it because I've been talking about it. And I perceived a new heavens and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth pass away, and the sea is no more. No more sea on the new earth. And I'll just go ahead and go to 2 Peter now. I want to do this more exhaustively in 2 Peter chapter 3, but for now, let's just say this, that I actually like this idea. The day of the Lord will be arriving as a thief, Peter says in verse 10 of chapter 3 of his second letter. And this is, be careful of the timing here. This is the beginning of the millennium, and then he jumps right away to the end of the millennium, in which, that is, during which time, at the very end of that fourth eon, the heavens shall be passing by with a booming noise, the elements shall be dissolved by combustion, and the earth and the works in it shall be found. At these all then, dissolving, to what manner of humans must you belong in holy behavior, devoutness, hoping for and hurrying the presence of God's day? God's day. That's what we're seeing in the unveiling chapter 21 being inaugurated. God's day. Today's the day of man. The 1,000 years is the day of the Lord, or the Lord's day. And the new heavens and the new earth, beginning in the unveiling chapter 21, is the day of God. Because of which the heavens being on fire will be dissolved and the elements decomposed by combustion. Wow, that's a big deal. And you can say, wow, that's something really far off in the future. Yet, spiritually, this is our experience today. We're already in spirit in the new heavens and the new earth, specifically the new heavens. The heavens coming up, not the heavens of the millennium, but the heavens, the new heavens and new earth of the unveiling 21. And I perceived a new heaven and a new earth, 21:1. I perceived a new heaven and a new earth. Remember, I told you for every new earth, there's a new heaven. There's a corresponding heaven because these are the two spheres, heaven and earth. This is the third heaven. This is the third heaven starting in Revelation chapter 21. I told you there have been three earths. The first earth was disrupted. The second earth was the earth Adam came on after it had been restored by God following the disruption when it became a chaos and vacant. The second earth, we're still on the second earth. The second earth is going to continue into the fourth eon. It's just going to be reborn. It's going to be a rebirth. Not that radical. It's an adjustment. It's a reformation, not a revolution, a reformation. But then, after the 1,000 years and after the Great White Throne Judgment, this earth, which will see the millennium, this earth will be destroyed with a booming noise. Every element will be dissolved and you won't be able to find it anymore. And there's a new heavens and a new earth coming. That would be the third earth. And with each earth, there is a corresponding heaven. The Apostle Paul said, I was taken to the third heaven. Now, people ask, what's the third heaven? I know what the third heaven is. This is it. It's not the third heaven in space, but the third heaven in time. Are you following me? It's not like we have three heavens stacked one upon the other, and Paul went to the third heaven like he pressed an elevator button. Now going to the first heaven, and then you get to that level, and then you press another button. Now arriving at the second heaven. Now arriving at the third heaven. Ding, ding, ding. No, it's not that at all. It's not the third heaven in space. It's the third heaven in time. It's the third one that will exist in God's Aeonian times. This is the heaven Paul went into. Yeah. And he couldn't even report to us what he saw there and what he heard there. He called them ineffable declarations. Well, I'll give you ineffable, all right? It's pretty effable that we didn't get any information about this, having sent one of our own up there. God took him up there, but it's so great that Paul became speechless, and he became so puffed up by the greatness of the revelation of going into the third heaven and looking down on the new earth. He's looking down on the new earth because our realm is even higher than the new earth. The new earth is going to be great. There's not going to be any more sea. Don't start crying for the dolphins or the tuna or the starfish. I'm going to comfort you concerning dolphins, tuna, starfish, sperm whales, plankton, jellyfish, and hammerhead sharks. Don't worry. Stay with me. They're going to be with God forever. The starfish are. They're just not going to be sea creatures. So, going back now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, so that we from now on, Paul wrote this in what, we're looking at 2 Corinthians 5, maybe 56 AD. And he says, from now on, from 56 AD on, we are acquainted with no one according to flesh. What? But we're in flesh. Isn't Israel going to have inspired flesh during the millennium? Yes. But we're not supposed to think about that because all things have been made new for us, as we're going to see. Yet even if we have known Christ according to flesh, and some of Paul's day had known Christ according to flesh, nevertheless, now we know him so no longer. So that if anyone is in Christ, here's the money verse, verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, there is a new creation. Of course, this is proleptic. Paul is calling what is not yet as though it was, anticipating the reality of it so that we can now live in it in spirit by realizing it, by coming to a new way of thinking. The primitive passed by, lo, there has come new. The primitive passed by. Back to 2 Peter. Keep that in mind with Paul. The primitive passed by. And Peter says that the heavens shall be passing by. Now the day of the Lord will be arriving as a thief, that's Aeon 4, in which, at the end of Aeon 4, the heavens shall be passing by with a booming noise, yet the elements shall be dissolved in combustion, by combustion. The heavens passing by. Paul here says the primitive passed by. Now we know that the coming of the new earth is still future, it's at least 1,000 years in the future. But Paul is saying, from now on, let us consider ourselves to have passed by with a booming noise. Our old humanity has been combusted with fire, killed, crucified in Christ, so that now we can be living in newness of life. So in spirit, Listen to this. Here's the main point. In spirit, you and I skip the 1,000 years. We skip it. As great as it is, God says, for you guys, just forget about that. That's a little thing I'm doing for Israel just to fulfill my promises. It's only 1,000 years. I got to give them something. Come on. I mean, they were a guinea pig nation. I used them as a demonstration that flesh and blood is not able to do the things of God. I mean, you got to feel a little sorry for them. I used them as an example where law comes, sin increases. The law came so that the offense might be increasing. I had to teach humanity a lesson using Israel, that nobody will be able to follow my rules. And Israel, of course, still hasn't learned that lesson. But anyway, it was a giant lesson. So God says, I could have just left it at that. But instead, I have to fulfill my promises to Israel. It's the least I can do. You people in the body of Christ, you were never Israelites anyway. So just skip the 1,000 years. I'm just making it up to Israel for 1,000 years. They're going to have a kingdom on the earth. It's going to be great. But, you know, Christianity never sees past that 1,000 years. They think it's heaven, but it's not. It's a Jewish kingdom with Jerusalem as the capital. But you and me, folks, just skip it. So the law is going to go forth from Zion. Oh, boy. I'm sorry to make fun of it, but for us, I'm just saying it. There's more. Just skip it. There are no Ten Commandments on the new earth. There's no sea on the new earth. There's no death on the new earth. There's no misery. There's no dying. Let Israel have its fun. It's a Jewish playground on the reformed earth of Eon 4. For us, He makes all things new, so that if anyone is in Christ, that is the body of Christ, there is a new creation. The primitive passed by. Lo, there has come new. See, I'm telling you. We're at this place now. So that's why I'm excited, finally, to start chapter 21. Because even though on earth, Israel is still functioning as kings here. Remember, they're kings and priests during the millennium, the fourth eon. But their priesthood retires at the end of the fourth eon. How do I know that? Because we will find out there is no temple on the new earth. Without a temple, you have no priesthood. So Israel, they are no longer priests on the new earth, but they are still kings. They're kings. And there's a new Jerusalem, but corresponding to this new earth is a new heavens. Guess who's going to be running the show there? We of the body of Christ, with Christ, will be running the show there. Of course, John says really nothing about it. He just says that there is a new heaven. John didn't go into the new heaven. He went into the Lord's Day of Eon 4. So we're not getting any information about our calling in Revelation. I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying that, folks, this plan is bigger than you can imagine. And if you think the new earth is great, even compared to the millennial earth, where do you see the new heaven? And you will see the new heaven.